Well, hello, I'm Dr. Peggy Banks, and I'm here with Babbie Mason.
Hello, Dr. Peggy Banks.
Nice to see you again, my friend.
So good to be with you.
I love for us to come together and just have these conversations about topics and questions that women are asking, things that women are talking about. And today we want to look at how do we find purpose in the pain?
Yes.
The pain that we suffer with on a daily basis, whether it's physical, emotional, psychological, or maybe even spiritual pain. You know, where is God? Why isn't God healing me? And so today on Speaking Hope to Women, we want to tackle that subject. We want to really look at what is the purpose? And we don't have all those answers, certainly, for everyone. But there are ways that we can find truth in the scriptures. We can find truth in God's word to give us hope,
yes.
to persevere, even when we have been in pain, when we're suffering for a long period of time. We see those examples in the scriptures, don't we, Bevy?
Yes. Well, the Bible does say that in our weakness, he is strong.
Yes.
And somehow, I don't know how he does it, Dr. Peggy Banks, but God is really good at taking what is broken, what seems to be wasted, what seems to be unsalvageable, or even using the pain for a purpose.
Yes.
You know, pain can be a motivator. Sometimes you just get sick and tired of just being sick and tired mm-hmm. of whatever your issue is.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a motivator to allow you to run
yeah.
to Jesus
yes.
to look for answers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it could be maybe you are in a broken relationship,
mm-hmm.
or it could be that you're struggling with an addiction
mm-hmm.
and you are just tired
yeah.
of being tired. Well, Jesus wants you to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to be whole.
Mm-hmm.
And that pain can be power
mm-hmm.
to purpose.
Yes, exactly.
And I think everybody that God used in the Bible had issues.
Yeah. they're just like us.
They're
we
just
all
like
have
us.
Issues, yeah.
And I think not only did he use them in spite of their pain
yes.
or use them in spite of their issue, but he used them because of their issue.
Mm-hmm.
That way,
yes.
he could get the glory from their life.
Yes.
When the miracle happened or when the situation turned around, God would get the glory.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I made a little list of people that had painful issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, David, he was a murderer.
Right.
He was an adulterer.
Mm-hmm.
And Noah
mm-hmm.
got drunk. And Moses had a stuttering problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Peter was a stutterer. Lazarus was dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
yeah.
But God used, you know, through Jesus,
exactly.
through the power of their pain,
mm-hmm.
he used it to display his glory.
That's right.
Even the Apostle Paul
mm-hmm.
had an issue. And he said, I prayed three times
mm-hmm.
that God would take this issue from me,
yeah.
the Apostle Paul said.
Yeah.
But his answer from the Lord was what?
Mm-hmm.
My grace is sufficient.
That's right.
And so, in essence, God was telling the Apostle Paul, I can use your pain.
Yeah.
I can use your pain for my glory, to demonstrate to others
mm-hmm.
that I can use their pain,
yeah.
that there is a purpose for your pain.
Yeah, it's so true when we read the stories in the scriptures. But I know when you're walking through it, when I came out of just abusive relationships and I was out of the relationship, so I was in a safe place, but the pain was still so great in
mm-hmm.
my heart and the fear of trusting other people. And, you know, so you would find yourself wanting to be healed, wanting to run to Jesus, wanting to get truth into your life, but you don't trust people. And you don't really trust that God's word is really for you, right? And it took people coming alongside and saying, you know, Peggy, like Paul said, I am confident of this one thing. He had to say it to the church there. I'm confident of this one thing, that the work he's begun in you, he will be faithful to complete it. Because there are times we don't believe that. We don't believe because the pain is so great. Even when we are out of the situation, even when we're not in danger anymore, but now we have to allow that healing to happen.
You know, Dr. Peggy, trust is risky.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
And you have to, by faith, step out on that tightrope.
Yes.
And place your trust
mm-hmm.
in the Lord. And also place your trust in other people.
Yes.
And the Bible says in Jeremiah 29, somewhere around verse 12, he says, if you search for me, you'll find me when you search for me with all of your heart.
Yeah.
And so if you ask the Lord, this is not just a cliche, mm-hmm. but this is really truth.
Yeah.
If you ask the Lord, he will help you. Mm-hmm. And if you ask the Lord for a trustworthy friend,
yeah.
really all you need is one.
Mm-hmm.
He will lead you to the right place to find one trustworthy friend,
mm-hmm.
someone you can confide in, yeah. someone you can trust, somebody who is Jesus with skin on.
Yeah, yeah.
To somebody to share your issues with.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who will say, you know what, girlfriend? I struggle with that too.
Yeah.
And Jesus can fix whatever is broken in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was a friend of mine that when I first came to know Jesus, you know, very much in a lot of pain. And I was also a fitness specialist. So I was a personal trainer and I was training people in the gym. And I was training this one woman who today I know she was discipling me. Back then, I didn't know that. She was just listening to all my junk, right? And accepting me right where I was at, no matter what I told her. I lived in South Florida at the time, and one day I was in so much pain. I was at the beach reading the book of Job. You know, the Lord just kind of takes you to these crazy places when you're just newly in the Lord. You think, I'm reading the book of Job. And she called me and asked what I was doing. And I said, I'm reading the book of Job. But Lynn, you know, she didn't ridicule me or tell me not to read that or don't start there. You know, she just listened. And she talked me through some of the questions I had about that difficult reading, about that understanding of pain and suffering and why it happens and why your life changes so much sometimes in an instant and you don't understand it. And it was such a movement of grace, I think. And like, I totally agree with you, Babby, as you pray, God does put those people in your life. Sometimes they're there for a long time. Sometimes they're only there for a short time.
Yeah. You know, Dr. Peggy, it gives me great comfort knowing that in my suffering, Jesus suffered.
Yes. Yeah.
And he even prayed
mm-hmm.
in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Mm-hmm.
As he sweat great drops of blood, the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
He was in great agony.
Yeah.
And he said, Father, if you could, let this cup pass from me.
Yeah.
I don't want to drink from this cup.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's amazing.
That's yeah. amazing.
Yeah.
That Jesus suffered to the point of great agony,
mm-hmm.
but he surrendered
yeah. Yeah.
to the suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, nevertheless, Father, not my will,
yeah.
but your will be done. And so sometimes the answer mm-hmm. to suffering could be hard.
Mm-hmm.
It yes. could be hard.
Yes.
It could
yes.
be a hard answer.
Mm-hmm.
But here again, Jesus says, my grace is sufficient for you. And so sometimes that mountain that is standing before us,
mm-hmm.
sometimes he takes us around that mountain.
Yeah.
Sometimes he takes us over that mountain. And sometimes he takes us through
That's
the
right.
mountain.
Right.
But wherever he takes you, whether it's over, around, or through, he will give you the grace
mm-hmm.
for the journey.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the main point is that we keep moving, that we just keep walking with the Lord and we just keep trusting him. He may not give us the full pathway, the picture of the whole path, but he does give us that next step, right?
I heard somebody say he gives you just enough light for the step you're on.
Yes,
and that's,
yes.
And that's all you need.
Exactly.
That's all you need. That's why it's called faith.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes I think if we see too far down the journey,
yeah.
we'll become overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
Our hearts will be consumed with fear.
Yeah.
And the Father knows. He knows what it is that you need even before you ask.
Yeah.
And he is trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
And he shows us how to navigate suffering.
Mm-hmm.
He shows us how to navigate difficulty by allowing us to just look at Jesus.
Yes. Yeah.
Jesus says in the Message Bible, in the book of Matthew chapter 11, he says, watch how I do it.
Mm-hmm.
Learn the unforced rhythms of grace.
That's right.
I'll show you how to live freely and lightly.
Yeah.
Even in the midst of pain.
Again, which is so important that we have people in our lives that will help walk us along those paths, come alongside and help walk us along, because it can be scary. I think surrendering to the Lord every day takes great risk. We have to place our trust in a God, you know, that we don't see, right? We can't tangibly touch him. But we know through his word and through the spirit that lives in us that he is here, that he is near, that he is our strength and our refuge and a very present help in trouble. But that surrender every single day. I don't know about you, Babbie. It takes great risk. It takes a choice every day today.
It's a choice.
To follow him, you know, that I'm going to follow him and believe the best, right? 1 Corinthians 13, love bears all things, believes all things, and hopes all things.
That's good. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel led to pray for our listeners.
I would love that.
And offer them hope. You know, hope is not the luck of the draw.
Yes.
Hope is not the throw of a dice, but hope is a person.
Yeah.
And that person is Jesus.
Exactly.
And so, Father, I thank you today for hope. I thank you for hope in Christ, that hope that gives us the desire, the want to, the will to, just keep moving. Just keep putting one foot in front of the other. And so for that dear listener today who needs hope, for that listener who is suffering, who is in a challenging situation, I thank you that your grace is sufficient for them right where they are, right at this very moment. Thank you for hope that we have in Christ. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, we thank you for joining us today. We pray that if that prayer has touched your heart, that you are able today to give your life to Jesus. Place your hope in him. Know that he is there for you. He is your strength and your refuge and a very present hope in trouble. So we hope that you'll be with us again for Speaking Hope to Women. Thank you for joining us today.